Welcome to the EFL Pod Blog with Chris and Sue. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sue.
So, would you say you're green?
What do you mean green?
Well, are you into the environment?
Are you
into the environment?
Yes.
So you live a kind of green life. We're going to check this.
I'd like to think so.
Right. Well, let's check it. We're looking at the footprint calculator of the WWF.
Okay. The carbon footprint.
Okay. So let's check it. So first question: how would you best describe your diet?
Mm-hmm.
Meat and fish, vegetarian, and I know this to be true, or a vegan?
I do eat meat and fish. Yes.
Yes, that's for sure. Next question: how often do you eat meat or fish? More than once a day, once a day, a few times a week, once a week.
Probably a few times a week.
Yes. Okay. Let's click on that. Right. Next question: how often do you eat organic meat, vegetables, or dairy products?
Well, dairy products very often.
Yeah.
Organic meat and vegetables not really that often. I don't often always believe that they are, but
yeah. Well, it's the organic. Well, I don't know. Should we say?
I'd say often, if you like.
Often. Okay. Right. Next one. How often do you buy locally produced meat, vegetables, or dairy products?
As often as I can, but I would probably put sometimes in that one.
Okay, because I know it's quite difficult
to know where it comes from.
And we don't always know, do we?
No.
So, which of these vehicles do you use most often?
A car.
Absolutely, yeah. Although sometimes you take the bus. So which of these best describes the car you use? Diesel, petrol?
A medium diesel, probably. Is there a bigger one? Because, in fact, yours goes up to 1.8.
Oh, yeah, you've got large diesel.
Mine's a large diesel.
Oh, you're a large diesel.
Yeah,
nice.
But it's very, very economical.
Right. How many hours a week do you spend in cars or on motorbikes? Commuting to places?
Probably 2 to 5 hours.
2 to 5 hours. Mm. Oh, pretty average, that, I'd say. Yeah, for most people. How long do you spend on the train?
Hardly ever. I would say I don't travel by train.
Yeah, I don't travel.
It's very, very rare.
No, that's very true. Yes, because it's not always the most convenient, is it? How long do you spend on the bus?
That really depends with my work, because if I've got some clients in the centre of town, and I do use it quite a lot, but each week I would say probably I don't travel by bus, in fact.
Well, that's me. I don't travel by bus ever in a year, actually.
Oh, right.
So that's it. Right, so that was for the... now we're going to the flights now. So in the last year, how many return flights have you made in the following locations?
Okay, well, I don't think I've made a single flight this year.
Oh, well, that's easy then. So where do I click here? No. Yeah, next. Nowhere. Okay.
Okay.
Don't click on any of that. Right, next question. How would you describe your home? And I'm going to say these: detached, semi-detached, terrace, or a flat?
This is a flat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So click on that. How many people live in your house?
One. It's me.
Right, it's you. But sometimes you invite me over.
I do.
Right, so, and how do you heat?
Electricity,
okay. Do you regularly turn off the lights and appliances? Yes, that's a good thing to do. What temperature is your home?
I guess this is in winter, and I would say probably 18 to 21. Degrees centigrade.
Yeah, because we're lucky down in the south that we don't always...
No, we don't get a huge...
So, which of these energy efficiency improvements have been installed in your home?
Well, I think... I've got energy-saving light bulbs, definitely.
Okay, I'll click on that.
I would imagine that the flat is insulated, because it's quite a new flat.
Yeah, loft insulation.
Insulation. Yeah. Probably cavity wall insulation.
Oh, you're doing well here.
Condensing boiler, I'm not sure. I think it is actually, yeah. And it's double glazed as well.
Oh, for sure, that's for sure.
It's double glazed, triple glazed, in fact.
Well, you've ticked all those boxes.
Yes.
In the last 12 months, have you bought any of these new house
in the last 12 months. Okay, items. I've bought a hi-fi.
Okay, well, that doesn't surprise
I've
me.
I've bought some furniture.
Yes.
I've bought a washing machine.
My goodness
and
me.
And a fridge.
Yeah.
And I've bought a mobile phone.
Well, I think that's probably lost you a few points, actually.
Oh, dear.
Yes, apparently you shouldn't buy much
agree. Okay, but I've just moved, so...
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's fair enough. So, do you have any pets?
No, I don't.
No, you don't have it. So that's an easy one. Not even a goldfish?
Not even a goldfish, no.
Oh, how much did you spend on new jewellery in the last year?
Well, I just bought this bracelet from the Pay Basque, and yes. It was €5.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you're not asking me this question, right?
I don't like jewellery.
I'd be a bit more expensive. Okay. Okay, that's good. How much did you spend on powered DIY
tools? Zero.
Zero? Yeah? You've got everything you need already?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Yeah. How much did you spend on bath and grooming products, Mr. Creed?
In the last 12 months? Probably 100 to 300 then.
Yes, and again, I'm glad you're not asking me this question.
Right.
It'd be off the scale. Right. Which of these types of wastes do you recycle? Food, paper, tin cans.
Paper.
Yeah.
Plastics. Paper, not really.
Oh, no, you don't take paper off.
Tin cans, no. Plastics, well, it depends where, because I don't really live here. So I'd say we do plastic and glass and also paper. Well, it's cardboard, in fact, but there you go.
We'll just let you know, I recycle everything.
Well done.
Yeah, okay.
Some communes in France don't do this, though. So
no, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, so,
right. So what have we got here? I think you have...
I would need, it says here.
Oh, yes, I'm looking. Thank you. We would need almost three planets.
If everyone lived my lifestyle. And that's a shock.
Yes, it is a shock.
So what I think I'll have to do is maybe to look at some tips to become more green.
Absolutely.
And one of them will probably be my car.
I think that's
which I can't really do without.
No.
And in fact, it's a bit of a giveaway because my car is probably more economical than yours, which is smaller.
Yes.
So I probably would need probably just two planets.
Only two.
Which is bad.
And also the food. Having meat apparently is quite bad.
Is it really?
Yes, apparently.
Oh, well, I'll be thinking about that.
So we better check that out on another link.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Susan.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.